Welcome to the Visual Studio Tools for Office Developer Series, the third of three audio series designed to help you use Visual Studio 2008 to extend Microsoft Office applications as part of your own solutions. This is episode 6 of 11, Word Tasks and Tools. People primarily use Microsoft Office Word to write reports and publications, and honestly, much of this writing can be repetitive, which makes it well suited to automation. Instead of people having to copy information from one source and paste it into a report, or even retype it manually, you can pull that data in automatically. For some tasks, you can assemble entire documents from existing parts as needed, and then you can use other tools to customize the documents further. Assembling documents by using building block content controls. Most documents have standard parts that are nonetheless different depending on how the document is used. Such things as logos, cover pages, table of contents, headers, footers, and bibliographies are all pieces of your various documents, whether they're contracts or research papers, but the specific logo or cover page can differ depending on the department or client. In addition, different types of documents may each require different styles and formatting. Now you can easily store these pieces and formatting information into reusable document parts called building blocks. You can surface a gallery of building blocks in a docked window in Word or in the ribbon, so end users can select the specific components they need to create a new document. You can programmatically create, access, delete, and filter building blocks so you can show only the options the user needs for a specific task or in their current context. Protecting document sections with content controls. Sometimes it's useful to protect parts of a document while leaving other parts of a document open for editing. For example, you might have a report template that pulls data from an external source to populate certain fields. The rest of the document is filled in by a salesperson. If you're using Word 2007, you can use content controls to connect to and display the data, and also lock these controls so the data cannot be changed or deleted. In addition to protecting the contents of each individual content control, you can protect whole sections of a document by using a group content control. Group content controls can span single paragraphs or multiple pages, and you can programmatically lock and unlock these sections as needed. But if there are other content controls inside the group content control, they are not affected by the state of the group content control. You still need to lock or unlock each content control individually. Adding customized placeholders by using bookmark controls. In both Word 2003 and Word 2007, you can create a placeholder to mark a location or a selection of text for future reference in a Word document by using a bookmark control. These are similar to Word's bookmark objects, but with added functionality. They raise events and can be bound to data sources. By handling the events, you can detect when a person double-clicks or right-clicks the bookmark control. You can then perform some actions such as updating the contents of the control from a data source. This is one way to quickly access a table in Word 2003. Tables don't have unique IDs, so unless you identify them some way yourself, you have to get to them through the Word object model. By surrounding a table with the bookmark control, you can access the cells directly from the bookmark object. Connecting your documents to business information by using task panes. You have back-end databases and systems that house mountains of data, but how can your end users easily use all that data? You can display that data in a task pane so users can choose what information they need and then add it to any document. For instance, if you want to insert text into a document, you can add a button to an actions pane to add text to a paragraph or a control. To insert text in a specific location, you can combine a task pane with bookmark controls in Word 2003 or content controls in Word 2007. The way you create a task pane is different depending on the type of solution that you are developing. In document-level solutions, you use action panes, which are specific to the document or workbook. For application-level add-ins, you use custom task panes that are available to all open documents. An episode in the Office Developer Components audio series titled Action Pane and Custom Task Pane Overview explains these differences. You can find more information in the MSDN library in the topic named Word Solutions. Look for all three Visual Studio Tools for Office audio series in the Microsoft Download Center, the Overview series, the Component series, and the Developer series. Thanks for listening.